Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. This is your host, as always, John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle Show, where we cover the NFL and all the latest news and action. Thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to talk a little bit about Joe Flacco today. We're also going to talk about Demaryius Thomas signing with the New England Patriots. So let's start with Demaryius Thomas. Demaryius Thomas signs with the New England Patriots, and he's hoping to reinvent himself by catching passes from Tom Brady. Every year, the New England Patriots sign an aging veteran receiver in hopes that they can resurrect their career. Last season, it was Eric Decker, and before him, Bill Belichick took a chance on Reggie Wayne and Chad Johnson. So hearing that New England acquired Demaryius Thomas today makes a lot of sense. However, before we rush and project what Thomas will do in this offense, keep in mind that Johnson, Wayne, and Decker all flopped during their stints in Foxborough, making it clear Thomas will face an uphill battle if he wants to get back to the player he once was. If there's anything working in Thomas's favor, though, it's definitely playing with Tom Brady. He's the greatest quarterback of all time, and his arm is still going strong. Thomas already had a great run with another future Hall of Fame quarterback in Peyton Manning. Maybe Thomas and Brady can follow suit and end up having a record-breaking year of their own. Things would be even better if Josh Gordon could also return from his struggles and get back to contributing on the field. With Julian Edelman, Gordon, and Thomas, the Patriots could have a good enough receiving core to repeat as Super Bowl champions. Rob Gronkowski isn't going to be there anymore, and that trio of guys can keep this passing attack in the elite category. You know, Sony Michel will handle the running game, and then Thomas and the boys had to make a bunch of plays through there. This could also be the last stop for Demaryius Thomas, so he'll have to make the most of this opportunity. For the time being, this is a win for him personally because at least he's on a roster and heading into camp. From here, it's about showing the coaching staff what he can do and catching a few touchdowns in practice. You know, Thomas has to prove himself the next couple of months and make the team before he can suit up for the games. So Demaryius Thomas, veteran receiver, spent most of his time with the Denver Broncos, pretty much all of his time except for half a season last year. He spent with the Houston Texans. Actually helped the Houston Texans go on a pretty good run. But it's clear that, you know, Thomas is slowing down. He's not the player that he was, you know, when Peyton Manning was in Denver and when they had that prolific offense where that was lighting it up and Demaryius Thomas was the main guy in that whole operation. Now, Thomas, I see him more as a number three receiver. That's why I said if Josh Gordon could come back and then Edelman could be the number one, Gordon could be the number two or vice versa, and then Demaryius Thomas could be the number three, that would be ideal. And that would at least give Tom Brady the weapons out wide where he could maybe make it without Rob Gronkowski. And maybe Gronk does come back because his agent, you know, said, you know, if Tom Brady needs him late in the year, Rob Gronkowski might come back. I think a lot of it's missing out on the training camp for Gronkowski. He doesn't want to go through all those practices and all that. He wants to come back during the season and go out there. And maybe Gronk doesn't come back. Maybe Bill Belichick drafts, you know, T.J. Hockenson, Noah Fant, Irv from Alabama. I'm drawing a blank on his last name right now, but isn't it Irv Smith? I don't know off the top of my head. I'd have to look it up. But any of those tight ends, you know, maybe they could plug in with those three receivers and make a new offense, I guess you can say, for Brady to, you know, throw to and execute the game plan. And that would keep New England at least near the top of the AFC. Now, it's going to be a long shot that Gordon comes back. It's going to be a long shot that Demaryius Thomas can, you know, get back up to top form. Like I said, Deckard was signed last year. I don't think he made the roster. I think they cut him before the season started. Reggie Wayne didn't work out when he was a veteran. Chad Johnson didn't do much in New England when he got signed. They just like to take these chances on these veteran players. And when I say they, Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots, they like to take these chances on these players because if they do pan out, then it was a steal for them because they signed these guys as free agents. Will it work with Demaryius Thomas? You know, he's coming off an Achilles tear too. So, and he was already looking a lot slower last year before the Achilles tear. So he might not be what he was at all, but maybe if he rehabbed super hard, maybe he can come back and, you know, do I dare say a 1,000-yard receiver? Because I really do believe those days are gone. But even if he can be a solid number two and go 800 yards and at least 5 touchdowns, you know, that's a nice little role to play. Now, if he went 808 touchdowns, I would say that's an A-plus year for Demaryius Thomas. And if he goes for 1,000, I'll, you know, at that point, I've seen it all. But we'll see. We got one other topic on the ticker tonight. You know, Joe Flacco wants to prove that the Denver Broncos aren't wasting their time on him. Flacco is confident he can turn his career around and win some games. New Denver Broncos quarterback Joe Flacco recently told the media that he doesn't care if the team drafts another quarterback because he's the top guy moving forward. It felt like Flacco was sending a message to the front office that he's confident he can lead this team for years to come. To be perfectly honest, though, the last thing Flacco wants is another situation like he had in Baltimore with Lamar Jackson. Having a rookie QB on the roster would mean the team would be handed over to the younger player within 3 years. Instead, John Elway should prove he's got a pulse on his locker room and go with someone like Ed Oliver or Devin White to build an elite defense. Then Elway can use the second or third round to tune up the offensive line, wide receiver, or tight end positions. Flacco will still be in a tough spot because the Broncos offense has been a disaster ever since Peyton Manning retired. Keep in mind that Denver should probably hand the ball off to Phillip Lindsay 20 times a game and then let Joe Flacco be the second option. If Vic Fangio cuts down on the offense's passing attempts per game, then their new quarterback will only have to step up when they call his number. You allow Flacco to get his confidence back and then slowly give him more freedom. The Broncos will be much closer to success if they stick with this strategy, and they might surprise some people. At the very least, we know Flacco will be motivated, especially after the Ravens kicked him to the curb. Being in a new environment could be exactly what the 34-year-old signal caller needs to turn his career around. Not only did the Broncos give Flacco their full support, they even traded for him, so it's clear they believe in his abilities. So, Joe Flacco, starter in Baltimore forever, but, you know, the last 3 years there, I mean, he was struggling to throw 20 touchdowns in the season. Maybe because, you know, they didn't have a lot of great wide receivers there for a while. And Joe Flacco this past season wasn't playing terrible. Him and John Brown had a nice connection going. He does throw the ball vertically very well. And, you know, maybe being in a new environment and being with a new team, a new system, different weapons, and just a fresh start above all, maybe that can help Joe Flacco turn his career around. You know, the last we've seen of him, it wasn't going very great. Especially 2-3 years ago. Now this past season, it looked like he was starting to get his confidence back, and maybe if he played the whole season, he would have had some good numbers, but he got a little banged up. Eventually John Harbaugh turned the team over to Lamar Jackson, the rest is history. Lamar Jackson went on like a 6-game winning streak, got the Baltimore Ravens to the playoffs. And that's just because Jackson is just so hard to defend because his running abilities, they give that offense a whole nother dynamic that defenses just struggle to game plan with. Flacco, totally different style. He's a pocket passer. He's going to try to beat you with his arm in his pocket, or with his arm and it being in the pocket, I should say. The question is, can he still win doing those things? You know, he's never going to be able to win scrambling and, you know, making throws on the run. That's not his game. But even, you know, the things that he does well, can he still do those things? He's getting older now, 34 years old, definitely in the twilight of his career. Probably isn't going to have many other chances after this. If he doesn't make something happen here, he could be demoted to a backup for the rest of his career until he gets another chance to prove himself. So he really needs to make it happen. And, you know, I had to just echo this one more time. He doesn't want the Broncos to draft a rookie quarterback because then he's in the same exact situation as he was in Baltimore. And then at the very least, the rookie quarterback would take over halfway through the season. At the very most, that rookie would take over in 3 years. So it's a tough situation for Joe Flacco, and it's a sink or swim moment, crossroads moment for him in his career. He's got to win over this organization and prove he can make something happen. And even, you know, even what makes this even more tough is the Broncos are not a very good football team. Yeah, they could beef up their offensive line, you know, with the mid-round pick, second, third, whatever, and just focus on handing the ball to Phillip Lindsay, which I believe is their best strategy, and Royce Freeman and whatever other running backs they have, whether, I don't know if they still have Devontae Booker or whoever it is. But to me, run the ball 20, 30 times a game and don't have Flacco out of the gun the whole game trying to beat teams. Because if you trust your defense, you got Bradley Chubb and Von Miller, you trust your defense to get stops and you keep your offense on the field, you control the time of possession, which means your defense is on the bench resting. And then you have your opponent's defense on the field longer, and they're getting more fatigued the longer they have to be on the field defending your offense. To me, that's the strategy that's going to take the Broncos to the promised land. I think they, you know, even though I think Oakland is even closing the gap because Oakland was the worst team in that division last year, I think Oakland got a lot better, adding Antonio Brown, so they're closing the gap on the Broncos. I'm worried about what the Chiefs did on defense, so they might have took a little step backwards. Chargers, you know, they lost Tyrell Williams, so that hurts. The Broncos might be able to, you know, if they run the ball a lot and, you know, only ask Flacco to make, you know, 15 to 20 throws a game, opposed to 30 or 40 throws a game, that's when they're going to get into their sweet spot where they're controlling the time of possession, they're trusting Phillip Lindsay and Freeman and whoever it is on the roster as running back in the third spot, Booker, if he's even still with the team anymore. I don't know. Devontae Booker's still in Denver. Those backs can wear down the defense and they can there's going to be some games where when the running game's clicking, they can just win the ball, win the game, handing the ball off. From a coaching standpoint, it's a lot more conservative, but you're not, you know, throwing interceptions and getting the ball stripped out of your hands when are out of your quarterback's hands. So those are good things that happen when you do run the ball. But anyway, I'm John Kuzma. That's all I have today. I got to wrap it up. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. Check out endzoneblog.com. Have a great day. I'm signing off.